این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
With the judgment of two-thirds of the Islamic Consultative Assembly, which is a composition of theologians, jurisprudents, intellectuals, and the pious followers of Islam, on issue that are norms and their judgment are on the basis of norms, with the consultation of experts, it is a religious decree so that opposition to it without a more powerful argument is against the logical reasoning. Similarly, changing the primary verdict with doubt in the subject is contrary to logical reasoning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and on the subject of enjoining good and forbidding evil, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, if things detrimental to the prestige of the Islamic Republic or opposed to the path of the nation or interdicted by the religion are not absolutely stopped, everybody will be held responsible. You know, enjoining right and forbidding wrong, that with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the revealed books and with it He sent His messengers, and it is an integral part of the way, that is the deen or the religion. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is composed of informative and directive parts. As for the informative, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us about Himself, such as Tawheed, or He's informing us about His creation, such as the stories of previous people and prophets, in which are contained for us lessons, threats, and promises. The directive part consists of commands to do, commands not to do, and things left to our choice and discretion.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam states that enjoining the good and forbidding evil is in the interest of the public. Likewise, in another narration, we read that anyone who does not stand against evil is like someone who lives an injured on the road until they pass away. Prophets like David and Jesus, peace be upon them both, would curse upon those who do not stand against evil. As we see in this verse of the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم. Cursed were the unbelievers of the children of Israel by the tongue of David and Jesus and Mary's son. سورة المائدة verse 78. Okay, so enjoining good and forbidding evil is a very important topic worthy of attention, because the interest and the salvation of the Ummah, or the nation, the Muslim nation, lies in undertaking it, whereas neglecting it causes great danger and corruption because of the disappearance of virtues and the spread of vice. So this is our duty, as commended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, infallible imams and great religious scholars, just like Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, to be vigilant about this issue and do not underestimate it at all. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for being in another episode of Spring of the Truth. And until the next one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.